Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yesterday, last night, the best Guardians game of the year. Their best performance of the year. Tone?
It was pretty damn good.
Luis Ortiz, outstanding. Guardians win 4-0. They need it, considering that they got to go up against Max Fried today, or tonight, I should say, because I always forget the getaway day in New York is not. I know they have other getaway days, but I'm just saying it's at 7 o'clock tonight, and I keep thinking it's at 1 o'clock today. They go against Max Fried, and it's Slade Ciccone today, so it's going to be like, oh, boy. Because he's got like a 1 ERA and that's it. And he's probably the leader for the American League Cy Young.
Yeah, it looked when the schedule came out, it looked bleak because you were going up against two guys that had basically been unhittable for most of the year, especially today. So yesterday was your opportunity, right? Just looking at if everything went the way it was supposed to, yesterday was your opportunity. And thank goodness they got a great, great pitching performance and they got enough runs. They got enough run support to make it work.
Luis Ortiz, do I say we're starting to get it figured out with Luis Ortiz? We go to Owen Lottman. Are we able to do that?
He's coming around.
He's down to 4 ERA. If I look at his game log, we got more. Folks, we have a touchdown gate we're going to get to here in just a second. But I got it. It's the best performance of the year. We got to get this in. Damn it. Also, David Sampson's going to join us in 901. The crazy thing he did to get the Marlins' new stadium built, what it has to do with the Browns. And also, he's very upset about a Royals call-up. But go back to his last outings, all right? Gave up 7 hits against the Angels back on Friday. 4 hits and a win against Detroit on the 24th. He's given up some hits. Yesterday was outstanding. But he's 7-4, 6-4, few losses, few wins. Like I think this young man's starting to come around, Tone. He's only 25. He just turned 26. I beg your pardon.
Yeah, well, he was obviously great. The first thing you do anytime you play the Yankees is how are you pitching Aaron Judge? What are you doing? Are you just avoiding them altogether? I mean, he came into the series hitting almost 400.
Yes.
And that's with pop. Like, how many guys can do the 400 thing and then also, you know, hit the amount of home runs, have the amount of doubles. So that's the first thing you're protecting against. You wonder how you're going to pitch Aaron Judge. And then outside of that, I mean, think about limiting the damage. You know, we talked about all the big names. Part of the reason I was excited or was defending yesterday Vogt's decision on the show to go back to the well with Bibee was he had just the inning before handled Judge, Bellinger, Goldschmidt. Like, those are three household names in baseball, if you're a baseball fan. I think there were 14 All-Star games between them. Well, you're watching the same thing with these other pitchers. Like, how are you handling this lineup? Well, think about what they were doing, not just Ortiz, but obviously when they went to the bullpen. Only three guys in a lineup yesterday for the Yankees actually had hits. And that was 2, 3, and 4. After that, you blanked everybody else. That's incredible.
He's starting to come around, man. I'm telling you, he's starting to come around. And by the way, part of that is wishful thinking, because it's been up and down with Tanner Bibee. That's why I didn't mind him trying to go out there and getting some more. Because I tell you, if you don't give up the two taters to start off the seventh inning, and I know we keep bringing this up, if you don't give up those taters there at the beginning of the seventh inning, and you end up winning that game, you do it. It is Yankee Stadium. It is a big game, no matter what. I mean, I'm sorry. I don't mean to throw you under the bus here. Just listening to you, there's definitely a different pep in your step into everybody you know about playing the Yankees. So it is a high attention game. It's a high attention series. The expectations are there. What's happened in the postseason with this team, that history, that's all there. So it's exciting. And of the games that they've won, where they are now 33-27 off the top of my head.
Yep.
Yeah, because they're 37-23 in New York. It's the best performance they've had. Out of 33 wins, this was the best.
Well, I think just getting off to a good start in the first inning, being able to get three on the board immediately, they call them crooked numbers, Kenny. To do that.
Boy, this guy is just learning some baseball.
Nitty-gritty baseball.
Tone.
I mean, there's no doubt.
Oh, my goodness gracious. We're going to be talking Texas leaguers here in just a second. My God.
But to do that right off the rip.
Listen to Ken Burns.
In Yankee Stadium, I think that's a big part of it, too. And we said this was the game. Yesterday, I believe we specifically said this was the game you had. You had an opportunity to get to a pitcher. Uh-huh.
Had to have. Okay, you had Carlos Rodon the other day. That's difficult. Today you're going to have Max Fried. That's going to be exceptionally difficult. It's a difficult enterprise. Plus, you look at their schedule they got coming up. They have Houston. Then you get a little bit of a reprieve against Cincinnati, even though you were terrible down in Cincinnati. You get a little bit of a reprieve against Cincinnati, but it's still Tito and that whole thing. It's not a very easy schedule. There's some quality there that you're dealing with here before we get to the All-Star break coming up in July. All right. Now, I'm going to ask Mary Kay about this at 8:20 this morning. This blasted my feed yesterday afternoon. Did you see OTA touchdown catch game?
I did.
All right. Was this a touchdown? Was this not a touchdown? Shedeur Sanders, who has a very, very strong online fan base. Very strong. And they are vigilant for Shedeur Sanders. He threw what looked like a touchdown catch to Caden Davis, which I had to watch it several times just to understand where the catch was. See, I was wrong when I told you. This happened this morning even. I was wrong when I told you. See, Mary Kay showed the video. And then there's a belief that his foot, Caden Davis, his foot was on the line. And so it wouldn't be a touchdown catch in these 11-on-11s because, folks, we are doing touchdowns and interceptions on 11-on-11s in the one day that media is allowed during the week at OTAs. This is what's going on with this football team, and it's glorious. I don't care. I know that people go, oh, this is a waste. No, it's not a waste of time. It's fun. It's way more fun than what we've dealt with over the last 3 years, and I eat it up. I eat this up compared to the other crap that we've had to talk about over the last 3 years. This is fun. Shedeur Sanders, Dylan Gabriel, even Kenny. Even Kenny's fun. Joe Flacco, I mean, he's as sturdy as an old Buick.
Is he even
that
there?
That you would sell weed in back in the 90s.
Is he even there?
What?
Is Joe Flacco there?
Yeah, he's there.
Because I don't see any videos of Joe Flacco.
I did see one. I saw one of them, and it was pretty good. Anyway, Shedeur Sanders threw what looks like a great throw, but Mary Kay said his foot was on the line. Caden Davis's foot was on the line, and the internet went crazy.
So are they? You're having fun. Is the internet having fun?
I had thought.
It seems like they're just getting in fights.
Oh, that's
as if it's politics,
guys. This is the fun of the internet, is getting in fights. So the touchdown. See, I thought, because sometimes the rules are it's where you're touched, where you catch the balls, where it's down because you're not in pads, you're just wearing helmets and shorts and that whole thing. I didn't realize it now, and now I do. They had moved the end zone up. So you have this landing area
that's
like a Canadian football end zone past the 10 yards. So there's a yard marker, and then if you look where the still shot is, there's pylons. So this is to the end zone. That's 10 yards right there, boom. This is to the end zone. And it looked for a second like you're going into the, because there's another field on the other side. Folks, I know that this is hard to explain. That's why you got to go watch the video. I'll throw it to Mary Kay's Twitter account if you can find it. Hopefully you're not blocked for saying something crazy to her. So the throw goes to Caden Davis. It's on the back line of the end zone. The back line of the end zone. People are arguing whether or not this was a touchdown pass or not, whether or not his foot was on the line, his foot wasn't on the line. There are people who have slow motion videos, Zapruder film.
Before we go any further.
Yes, okay. What? Nitty gritty football.
Yeah. It's time for nitty gritty football.
Jamison Crowder wheel route down the right sideline. Jordan Reed touchdown and a 4x1 individual ISO slant.
Let's get down to the nitty gritty.
So watching this video, I give Mary Kay credit for her vigilance that she does not believe it's a touchdown. There is a still shot photo from a Joshua Gunther of Cleveland.com that shows Caden Davis's foot on the line.
Oh, boy. Who used a challenge on this? Did this trigger an automatic booth review?
I believe the reporters in Berea probably did it. And it's whether or not that this is a touchdown. And because it's OTAs, I'm feeling charitable. I'm going to tell Mary Kay at 8:22 this morning, I'm going to disagree with her. I'm calling this a touchdown.
You're just going to say, give it to him.
How are you calling it a touchdown? I've got different angles here. It's pretty undisputable that he's on the back line.
I got a slow-mo right here that shows something different, buddy.
Got a still shot.
Okay, well, come on over here. I want you to see a slow-mo.
I don't need to see the slow-mo.
I think you guys are going to need to convene by the hood.
I got Lee here on Twitter. Twitter reactions brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Lima, come over here. Take a look at this. Caden Davis, okay?
Yeah.
Watch. There's the ball. Right there is the ball.
He's secured it already.
He's got hands on the ball. There we go. Now comes Owen.
Hands on the ball.
All right, here we go. We're going to go back. Slow-mo video. Ready, set, go. Watch. 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 Here it is. Foot down. Foot down. But he's already got it. He's already got it. I think it's dragging. I think the right foot is dragging.
There's no way that's on the line.
Oh, that's a touchdown.
See, this is where you need to have the technology. We're trying to triangulate a signal here. We're trying to look at three different spots to go. If the ball is there on that movement, now we have to go and pan and scan to this other viewpoint.
This is great.
You guys have told me about amazing patio setups. Is there an amazing practice field setup?
Browns need to start taking this seriously. Maybe that's why they broke ground on a brand new.
Yes, they did.
Oh, that's true.
On a brand new project. And maybe the key focus behind that new project is going to be making sure they have better video there on the goal line, even if they move up the goal line.
Are you going to have a landing zone? Because you got a football field in the middle of what looks like two hotels. So people are going to be looking down at their. Oh, my God.
Yes,
you
imagine there's a loading zone in the front, landing zone in the back.
I got married in August. We are going to spend our 20th wedding anniversary on one of them balconies. I'm going to be watching training camp from one of them balconies. And then we will spend our 21st anniversary in divorce court later on. It'll be great. This is good. I just love it. I love it, guys. Come on, celebrate this.
The key above and beyond that is we have what looks to be a pretty much perfect OTA throw.
It's a great throw. It's a great throw.
Did anybody chart perfect OTA throws, or were they them all the same?
If you're calling it a non-touchdown, I'm putting it on Caden Davis. I ain't putting it on Shedeur Sanders.
Yeah, got to reel it in.
Jerry
get
Judy,
feet down.
Jerry Judy would have had feet down. That's six.
Yep.
David Njoku would have had feet. Harold Fannin would have had feet down. That's six, folks.
Do we have a new leader in the clubhouse?
Cedric Tillman would have ran the wrong route. It would have been an incomplete pass. But you get what I'm saying.
Of the non-Joe Flacco quarterbacks, where I've still yet to see evidence Joe Flacco even threw a pass yesterday.
I saw him running through pads yesterday, so maybe he's focusing on running this year.
Ooh, an added dimension in the Stefanski offense. Folks, Tommy Rees.
You break it out.
Tommy Rees certainly has had his imprint on this. So, do we have a new leader in the clubhouse for the non-Flacco quarterbacks?
As far as the fans are concerned, or the real Browns?
No, the real Browns.
No, it's Kenny Pickett.
Oh, come on.
It's just OTAs.
What's the point of this?
It's OTAs. Okay, then it's Kenny Pickett.
I didn't ask who Nathan Zagura said was the leader in the clubhouse.
Oh, he wasn't there yesterday. He was getting ready for the groundbreaking. Well, he hosted the groundbreaking.
What? Oh, I thought he had another wrestling match to get ready for.
Hey, leave Nathan alone.
Is he not going to defend his title? His title's just in limbo right
pig.
Now?
He's our buddy.
Who has the title?
I don't know.
Didn't he steal it from Jeff Jarrett?
No, he's retired, man. He's retired.
Okay. Well, you know what? Enough money got Stipe out of retirement. So let's see what Nathan's
got.
Well,
I'm sorry, but the fine people at Absolute Intense Wrestling over there, AIW, they're going to have to come up with a lot of money to bring Nathan back out of retirement. This is a man who's about to be a new father, who's entering almost his 50th year on Earth.
How did Nathan look in a hard hat?
He's going to be pretty busy.
And a shovel.
He wasn't wearing a hard hat. He was just hosting it.
Come on.
There was nobody wearing hard hats. There was umpteen people there. And they shoveled the dirt for the new thing.
How do you break ground without a hard hat?
Joe Batonio didn't wear a hard hat.
Joe Batonio did not wear a hard hat. This was OSHA violations as far as the eye could see.
Non-compliant. Okay, we have insurance on Deshaun Watson.
Damn it.
We have insurance on Watson, but you're telling me you have a construction site with non-compliance? That is off to a bad start over there.
Well, change the day since last incident. Put it back to zero.
And you're telling me they're ready to build a dome? Okay.
Yeah, you gotta. There's no hard hat.
Clipboards? Anybody got clipboards?
They're nice gold shovels. You got to be able to keep the shovel, right? Joel gets to keep the shovel.
Yeah, come on.
Denzel's right next to him. Yeah, there's not a hard hat as far as the eye can see. Which then never mind. I don't even want to get into the diatribe of what people got into after I posted that Daryl's post from earlier yesterday.
What do we have?
So much fun.
What do we have?
I'll tell you off the air. People can go find it for themselves. Some of this stuff is insane.
Now the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima give their thoughts on what you might have missed about last night.
Well, yesterday, as part of one of the most impressive victories for the Cleveland Guardians this season, 4-0 over the New York Yankees, was their handling of Aaron Judge. Even though he went 2-for-4 yesterday, the Guardians have kept him within the confines of the ballpark so far this series. And one thing that was talked about yesterday was a first pitch guess yesterday for the Yankees at Yankee Stadium was head coach of St. John's, Rick Pitino, who was asked a question on New York Post Sports. How do you think Aaron Judge would fare on the basketball court as opposed to the baseball field?
If Judge were a basketball player, he's 6'7". How do you think he would project on a roster like yours?
He's not quick enough laterally. No, he'd be great. He plays the game of basketball, certainly, and he would be awesome for us.
He did play high school basketball.
I'm sure he did. Now, you've asked this many times, could LeBron James be a good pass rusher?
Yeah.
And we had that out before. Do you think Aaron Judge could play basketball?
No.
At the level of St. John's, could he play at St. John's?
No, probably not. Probably not.
Really?
Maybe it's just he got too big. He got too beefed up. Maybe if he... It looks like he's kind of restrictive. I know he's a good athlete in baseball. He's a great athlete, actually. In the outfield, we've seen him track down balls and do all that stuff at his height. But it's just got to be on another level, right? Basketball, got to have that
could
lateral.
Even outjump a fan for a foul ball the other night.
That's a tremendous, tremendous point. However, I mean, you got the one guy who was in the who's in the combine who had the very soft vertical leap. People kept sending it to us during the NBA combine. And it was a guy who was, I can't remember his name. He was hurt. He should have got surgery. He didn't get surgery. And then he still did the vertical leap for the NBA combine this year. And I can't remember the guy's name. So it ends up being a terrible thing to bring up. But either way, if he were to train when he was a kid, like you always said, like, oh, LeBron James, if he grew up playing hockey, he'd been a great hockey player. If he grew up playing football, which he did, and he was a good football player, could he have been a pass rusher? Could Aaron Judge play at St. John's?
He's 6'7". So, yeah, 6'7", you got a chance. You got a chance to play even major D1. I mean, guys at Ohio State, if you're 6'7". He scored 18 a game, I guess, in college. I don't know what in high school. I don't know what the level of competition was for Judge.
Was it Johnny Broome, by the way, the guy
you
were saying?
It was John Broome. Thank you so much.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Good.
Yeah.
God almighty.
From Auburn, yeah. Well, I was going to say, the Judge's numbers are just ridiculous at this point. We talked about that during the show. He's way back with 391 at this point still. The home runs are the least impressive part of his season.
But this
so
is
far.
Why so far in this series, I think they've had a really good, with Willis and company, I think they've had a really good approach. They've just given up two singles, two walks. Man, that's as good as you're going to do. I think if every team could just bottle that up for a pair of games against the Yankees and Aaron Judge, you'd feel good about it.
We'll see if Slake,
yes, you would.
We'll see if Ciccone can do it tonight. Speaking of large gentlemen, DeJuan Jones, he is less large going into Browns OTAs this year. Got some more.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Svelte during the offseason. Talk about the good care of his body and something else regarding left tackle.
Yeah, I feel like I took care of my body a little bit better this offseason. You know, that was the main thing. Make those little small adjustments from last year to this year and just work on them and, you know, get better. You know, I lost a lot of body fat. And, you know, I pride myself on that. And so, you know, I'm happy about that. My main thing is just to take a challenge on. I personally don't like playing left tackle like that. I don't care. Like, I'm athletic. It comes with the nature of the game.
I love his outlook. I love this whole thing. He's quickly becoming my favorite Cleveland Brown. I love this attitude, and I wish him every bit of success over there because we need it as a football team. We need it as football fans. He looks so much better, and I just want to see him play to that high level. I know he's a physically gifted athlete, speaking of basketball players. I have so much hope for this young man. Well, this I cannot stop saying good things about
this
him.
This is what had to happen, right? I mean, if he was going to have any kind of career in the NFL, you know, his body was one of those things, obviously, they were worried about coming out of college. It's kind of why he went where he went. And then, unfortunately, he has both seasons. They get cut short prematurely. And you just wonder the wear and tear and just carrying around that much weight. So This
what are you trying to say, Tone?
This he need to lose weight? I mean, he did. Did he not?
I thought you were referencing somewhere.
We're still allowed to talk about that in the NFL. I know we did wonder if that was going to be fair game in the WNBA. We asked that 2 weeks ago, remember?
I do believe you did ask me that. That's right.
We allowed to talk about bodies?
I'm going to move on the conversation from that don't mind me to do so.
Mitch will run away from every scary thing for him. Go ahead.
Maybe I'll talk to you guys later about
humana,
that.
Humana.
Yesterday, the Browns OTAs as well, they broke ground for the new potential facilities over in Berea. And this is Cleveland City or Cuyahoga County Councilman Mike Gallagher taking a shot over recent events regarding the Browns.
And on my way here from back downtown, I drove by Brook Park and into Berea and found out that they are both in Cuyahoga County. I didn't know.
I'm so used to politicians taking shots at the Browns. I was like, whoa, what are we going to hear there? I was like, oh, okay. Well said. There you go. Nicely done
by
him.
Did I hear Daryl cackling in the background?
Daryl, you know how Daryl is.
Daryl was the one that like posted the clip. He's like, this is the line of the day. You know,
the line of the day. All right.
Daryl literally slaps his knees.
He does. Do you think he knee slapped him before? Yes, but then it could have potentially shaken the camera.
He slaps his knees so hard and so many times, he's almost like about to do like the Bo Ryan hand bone. Like, that's how much he slaps his knees.
Going over from that, this is we'll get to this later on in the show, I'm sure, but this is from Breakfast Bowl yesterday, where NBA Commissioner Adam Silver made an appearance, and this was some audio that really kind of caught me off guard because he made the comparison of these NBA Finals to the Super Bowl happened about, I want to say, 13 years ago between the Steelers and the Packers.
It's one thing I really admire about the NFL. I mean, if we were going into a Super Bowl and it was Packers against Steelers, you guys would be celebrating that. Those would be storied franchises. People wouldn't be talking about, you know, the fact that Pittsburgh is a small market. So we, in fact, you know, I'm happy whatever team ends up in the finals, but it's been intentional from our standpoint to create a system, a collective bargaining agreement that allows more teams to compete. And people are accustomed to tuning into the finals because it's the two teams that deserve to be there, and it's the best basketball.
Two-storied franchises like the Indiana Pacers and the Oklahoma City Thunder.
The one has been around for a while.
They have, but, like, are they storied? They're like an ABA-storied franchise.
Well, and the Thunder is a stolen team. You know, we forget that because it's so long ago that it's kind of like, get over it. You know, we were told that forever.
And Seattle actually won the NBA title, but even they're not considered like one of the meccas of the NBA.
Yeah, the people in Seattle openly rooting against the Oklahoma City Thunder.
Of course they are.
Okay, I'm just making sure.
Yes. So I would say that, and they're going to get a team. I mean, Seattle will get a team. So
we've been talking about it for years. So are we going to start a new team, or are we going to move another team, or what are we going to do here?
Well, expansion's on the way, right?
Is it?
I think it will be, but I will tell you, like, There's no doubt that the NBA has done everything they can to end the super team era, free agents only want to go to handful of cities in the NBA era. Like, now they've made it impossible because of that. The question is, was it overreach? And are they going to screw teams like Oklahoma City and Cleveland for putting together too good of teams on their own
in an organic way?
Because now it's going to be tough for the Cavs. Like, they might already have to lose guys this year. Like, we're talking about a combination of Ty Jerome, Sam Merrill, Isaac Okoro. Like, you shouldn't have to lose guys because you built up a really good team. Oklahoma City is going to have to do that as well. They're going to have to get rid of like six guys on his team over the next 2 years.
You got what you said you wanted, and people wanted to get rid of super teams, so I can't go complaining. And again, I think that we overrate the people who are complaining it, because the people who complain about this type of thing are some of the bigger voices in the game of basketball who are either ex-players or they are journalists. I don't think the general fan cares that much about it being the middle of the country. I think the general fan will line up and watch. However, it does give us something to talk about at 7 o'clock to some level, where Tone wants to know why you're not watching the NBA Finals, and he wants to strike down all your reasons to not watch the NBA Finals. And it's an open challenge from Tone to all of you why you're not watching the NBA Finals. Go ahead, Mitch.
And finally, if you're not watching the NBA Finals, you might be watching the Stanley Cup Finals, specifically Game 1.
Nugent Hopkins on the left half-boards, under pressure, turns and gives it up. Beautiful pass. McDavid in front, one time, and score! Leon Draisaitl, 4-3, Edmonton in overtime!
That's via Oilers Radio Network. Edmonton in pursuit to become the first Canadian team since 93 to win the Cup.
I am torn. I love Doug Plagans. He is the radio man for the Florida Panthers. He used to be the Cleveland Monsters play-by-play man. Good man, thorough. But Edmonton, I watched this show on NHL Network years ago called Oil Change. And it just kind of reminded me of the Browns.
Is it a five-minute show?
They're the Browns. No. It was 22 minutes with commercials.
Long form.
It's 22 minutes with commercials. Well done.
72-point inspection.
The Lube Stop commercials are in my head now. Thanks a lot, buddy. Thanks a lot. But I'm a little bit torn because Canada, it's a nice country with nice people. Edmonton, nice community from what I'm told. Oilers kind of remind me of the Browns. But, you know, Florida is in the U.S. I'm a United States citizen. But it's Florida. It's hockey. But it's Doug. I don't want to root for the Panthers in this situation. I think I'm going to root for the Panthers.
Man, I don't know. What can you tell me which of the 50 nifty United States Edmonton is closest to?
Well, they're Western Canada, correct? Mm-hmm. So they would be closest to Montana or the Dakotas?
Boom! I am impressed. Folks, Kenny.
I know my geography, folks.
That is a geography B winner right there. I am shocked.
Post.
I swear I was going to say North Dakota, and I looked, and nope, it was Montana. You're exactly right.
And from what I'm told, I know a lot about Ontario and the Maritimes, thanks to Trailer Park Boys. I know very little about Western Canada. I watched Corner Gas, but...
Vancouver looks beautiful.
Yes. I knew about that. I knew that it's a very beautiful city. My buddy's been to Edmonton. He's traveled to all over Canada. Yeah. He lived in Toronto. Best man at my wedding. Is that it for about last night?
It is.
Outstanding. Yes. He's wonderful. He commutes to Pittsburgh now from Youngstown.
Whoa, okay.
And all his coworkers are Steelers fans.
I just found, wow. I'm finding round trips, so you got to get to Detroit, though, to Edmonton, if you want to go.
As far as a plane is concerned?
Yeah, $330, but that's from Detroit. You got to get to Detroit.
What's the drive, though, from Cleveland, Ohio to Edmonton?
Oh, you got to hurt thumb. You got to turn angle. And you not playing? I was just shocked. You got to look at that roster and be like, who on this team is going to step up and say, yo, no, you playing tonight? And I think that has to be Jared Allen because I think he's the most respected guy on the team because he just plays hard each and every night. And it ain't always a top dog like Donovan Mitchell or Darius Garland. I think Jared Allen has to be that one that steps for a Max Strus and say, yo, we got to play. You hurt? You still got to play. And those guys sitting out, was it game two or game three? It hurt them because I thought the Cavaliers had the pedigree to win it all this year.
Here's Robert Horry. He was on Afternoon Drive yesterday. And that's some strong stuff about what he said about the Cavs getting tougher. He was surprised that so many sat with injuries there. See, it's tough because, guys, I don't play basketball. So there's so many times, and I don't play professional football, I don't play professional baseball. It's hard for me to start the speculation of how hurt are you? How injured are you? You're right there in front of everybody wearing street clothes for crying out loud. It's got to be something where you know that people are chirping at him and things aren't going that well. And here's Robert Horry, a 7-time champion.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
I mean, I lost count how many times he's won championships, for crying out loud. And you got Robert Ori on Afternoon Drive yesterday, which was a tremendous interview with those two guys. Hear that, 92.3thefan.com, saying that he was shocked that so many Cavs were sitting with injuries. I mean, kind of calling them out in so many ways. I don't mean to rehash that, but it was just such strong commentary. I had to play it for everybody. Because yesterday, you and I turned the mentions off because I knew it was going to catch hell. Because I knew that people weren't going to get the context out of it, and I'm tired of looking for context on the internet. It's the wrong place to look for it. But there was a clip that was put out of you and I talking about, well, Tom Thibodeau has been let go. What does this mean for Kenny Atkinson? Is the clock already ticking on Kenny Atkinson? And I knew that people were going to overreact. I knew that was going to happen, and they did. How could you say this about the defending coach of the year? And I'm thinking, go ahead and look at the league. Go ahead and look at the league. Yeah, I can't get mad over people getting mad because you got to look at what this league is. These guys are waiting to be fired in the NBA. So I'm sorry if you had a problem with hearing about Kenny Atkinson's future after failing to make the Eastern Conference Finals, going to the same place J.B. Bickerstaff took the Cleveland Cavaliers. Yes, I know he was coach of the year. Does these things not seem to be hollow? After you fail to make the Eastern Conference Finals, you fail to meet expectations. Was he or was he not brought in to have them go further? I'm not trying to be mean about Kenny Atkinson. I like Kenny Atkinson, and I wish him very much well. He's the head coach of my basketball team. But I'm telling you right now, this is what this league is, and somebody will answer for it if they can't get any further next year.
Well, and good coaches. Nobody's saying Kenny Atkinson's not a really good coach. I thought what he did this year was incredible, and he gave me, the cynic of all cynics, he gave me reason to believe going into the postseason. Now, unfortunately, for myriad reasons, the postseason did not work out. It's what the Cavs, not only we're going to be talking about all offseason, the Cavs have to be struggling to understand the outcomes in the postseason, because I'm sure all their models that they constructed, all their analytical data, and then the eye test, well, they were just a different team in the playoffs. So it's having to come to grips with, why are we, with all these advantages that we thought we had, why could we not get further than five games into the second round? It had to be staggering for them, but it also forces you to I won't say necessarily make tough decisions, but it forces them to have some tough realities, because the organization does have to know this is three straight years that they have underperformed in the playoffs.
Yes.
And I don't even mean like second round. They were supposed to lose to Boston last year, but that Orlando series, that was underperforming.
Yeah.
Playing a team that had no playoff pedigree whatsoever, and that was not supposed to be seven games, and you picked your opponent. Go back the year before. Nobody had the Cavs losing to the Knicks. As much as I tried to warn people, the Knicks were a very just opponent, and they could challenge us. I did not think we were going to lose to the Knicks, and nobody. We took
you
calls.
Pacers or
the,
Knicks
the year before. Oh, I'm okay, saying Knicks. And we took calls and calls and calls, and people saying, "Oh, we're gonna easily dismantle the Knicks." So
remember
this been
Lloyd before that series.
Yeah. Yeah, this has been three straight years that has been the case, and so they have to figure that out. What is it? What are they missing? We know right after the season they talked about mental and physical toughness. There are people around the league that think the Cavs are soft. It just is. And there's nothing the Cavs can do this offseason to change that's how they're looked at. That's how they're perceived. And unfortunately, we have to wait another year. I mean, almost another 11 months to get back into the playoffs to end all these narratives that have been here for 3 years, unfortunately.
And the only thing you can do is just beat it into the ground and beat the dead horse as many times as you can until they get sick of it. Well, that's the only thing you can do, because if it's going to be this team coming back, and as of right now, I have to think it is. We haven't even started the NBA Finals yet. Real quick, they haven't even started the NBA Finals yet. I know that people are throwing around some wild scenarios. I'm sure there will be more realistic scenarios right after the Finals. But you have a short window in between the Finals and July 1st where you need to make a decision on these things, especially with the money going up. And there will be a window and a very slim chance you can make moves. So if you keep this same team, which is still the most likely outcome to me, if you keep this same team, you're going to have to do something, because you just can't keep sitting out there and living off the good vibes and all the other stuff that happens. It goes right back to disappointment. But I want to replay this, not replay Robert Horry from the earlier comment. I want to play something that he said later on in the interview about that, what that Tom Thibodeau firing means for other NBA coaches.
I think the NBA doesn't allow the coaches to be as critical of players and more hands-on, because now, you know, players now are so sensitive. If you get on to them, they think you've been mean to them, and I want out or I want you fired. Sometimes they get it confused at me. Strong love is not love, and that hurts a lot of these coaches. You look at Thibodeau. I thought, you think about everywhere Tibbs went, he's been a winner. You know, he had the little run in with Jimmy Butler in Chicago, but he's still a winner. And, you know, he makes you toe the line. I think a coach makes you be responsible for yourself and your teammates. A lot of guys don't want to do that.
It's tremendous commentary from him. Again, 92.3thefan.com. I don't think Kenny Atkinson certainly isn't some heavy-handed type of disciplinarian coach or anything like that. I think that he expects guys to be responsible for themselves. He treats them as professionals. Maybe I have to look more from Donovan Mitchell. I mean, you go back to what Donovan Mitchell had said in the postseason press conference after it was all done, and say, you guys are going to say that we're soft. You guys are going to write that we're soft and we're a disappointment. And he said in that commentary, he had said, you know, you really should, because they have to bear that responsibility. I think he's talking to the media through it, like, hey, these guys, they got to get tougher. And they're not going to be able to do what they need to do unless they are able to raise their expectations. Remember, the criticism that we've had has nothing to do with Donovan Mitchell in so many ways. We know Donovan's tough. We know Donovan does what he can. He uses every single ounce of 6'3 to be able to try to take this team further. I can't find myself as critical of Donovan Mitchell, because he gets everything I expect out of him. I expect great performances. Do I expect greatest of all time performances? No. I don't find him to be a one percenter. I find him to be a great basketball player, and I think there is a difference. But he's going to need that help from those other guys, and I think he knows that in his heart of hearts. So Evan's going to have to grow up. And if we need to get Evan to take more shots, then damn it, Evan's going to have to slap the table and tell people that he's got to take more shots. And that means Darius is going to have to be forced to do something like that. And I know everybody loves Jared Allen. He's a fan favorite, but you're going to need something different out of Jared Allen. You are going to need to raise those expectations. Because I got former Cavs players coming on with us saying, quote, how he got his ass beat in the postseason. I didn't say it. Channing Frye said that. Channing Frye, NBA champion. I mean, these are former guys, champions, guys with rings saying this about you. You are going to have to step your game up.
Well, there's no doubt to me that was one of the big symptoms of a larger problem, that in the final game of that series, and really throughout the series, that a banged up Darius Garland, who I do think gutted it out to play. I know people say toe, whatever. I mean, I saw him. He's falling over himself. He clearly was not the same player. And then it got into the mental side of things. Why was he still taking more shots than Evan Mobley? Who did the Pacers have that could defend Evan Mobley? They had nobody, and Evan was playing some bully ball and getting easy baskets, and yet they couldn't get him the ball. I think that's a bigger question about how they start to evolve this offense. If they are not going to change the core, then they have to start to change the way they play to get ready for the playoffs. And that means that the ball is in Darius and Donovan's hands a little bit less. Because as we know, in the playoffs, your small guards can only take you so far handling the basketball consistently. Eventually, your unicorn needs to take shots in tighter situations. That's where the playoffs are kind of won and lost.
1 hour from now, how good does Miles have to be worth $40 million? Jim Schwartz has an answer for that, and I'm going to expect one from Mary Kay coming up at 8:22 this morning. And people in the building are talking about Shedeur Sanders being the week one starter. That's in 20 minutes, but Lima has laid down the gauntlet. He wants it from you. Tell him why you're not watching the finals. If the challenge is out, tell Lima, as game one starts tonight, Indiana, Oklahoma City, why you are not going to watch tonight.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.